Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Good Friday morning, everybody. It is January 8th, 2021. Welcome back to Chair Shot Radio. My name is PC Tunney. I am your endless entertainment experience, the eternal entity all up in your earballs. Thrilled to be back here. Like I said, it is Friday. You made it to the end of the week. The weekend is just a few hours away. So get your shit done today so you can have a great weekend. And while you're doing that, head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Get yourself a Chair Shot t-shirt. There's something there for everybody. Get one for yourself. Get one for your friend. Get one for your friend's friend. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And right after that, head on over to thechairshot.com. Sports entertainment and sports entertainment. There's something there for everybody. So today, folks, I want to do a little flashback Friday. I want to take you back to an interview I did about a year ago with none other than Thunder Rosa. Fresh off of winning the NWA Women's Championship. We get to talk to her about that, how her career is going, how life in general with her has changed, and her MMA career, how she was incorporating that into wrestling as well. So it's always great to catch up with a great friend of the Chair Shot, Thunder Rosa. So folks, without further ado, let's take you to that interview. Ladies and gentlemen, I am absolutely thrilled to talk once again a lady who we are a huge fan of. And she's had many huge accomplishments, but most recently at Hard Times, she won the NWA World's Women's Championship. This is a title that's been held by the Fabulous Moolah, Awesome Kong, Leilani Kai, Jazz. This belt has a lot of history and lineage, and I am thrilled to bring in, I'm going to just go ahead and say it, the best women's wrestler in the world, the NWA Women's Champion, Thunder Rosa. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for the introduction.
I figure I got to do something right.
I'm really humbled now. No, thank you. Thank you for the intro. That's a lot. That's when people say that, I'm just like, thank you. And I don't know how to respond.
Let me start, because I didn't even realize I knew there was a really great lineage there, but I didn't realize some of the amazing people that have held this title previously. I mean, what goes through your head when you finally accomplish your dream of winning that Women's World Championship and think about the people that have held it before you?
You know, it's a big deal, because three years ago, I actually won as an opponent for Jazz for the NWA Women's title in New York. And I honestly didn't really know the history of the NWA as much as I know now, because, you know, one, I work in the NWA, and two, my husband is a history major. So, like, he makes me read all this, like, history and, like, listen to this history stuff. But when we were reading the history of the title, and, like, myself, I've been doing some, like, I've been reading a lot of, like, books about, you know, people in the, especially women, women's wrestlers in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, 1950s, and the knowing that, you know, this title carries so much, not the only the lineage, but a history of oppression, a history of women speaking up, and now, you know, in which is the present, like, women to continue make history and change, and it's huge. It's a huge deal for me to carry this one with me now.
Tell me what was going through your head when that belt got handed to you after you won the match, personally. Just your own personal stuff.
I just wanted to cry. I was just like, I can't cry. I'm a heel.
You still have the biggest, most natural smile on your face every time it comes up. That's awesome. I think that's great.
Yeah, it was just like, I was really happy. One, I was really happy that the match was over. It was one of those matches where you, like, fight so hard. And when it's over, you're like, thank God, we're still walking, you know? Man, it was, I don't know. It was that feeling of, I felt like I was in the cage again during the whole entire match. I was very, very nervous. It was, at the end was like, I couldn't believe it, honestly. I know that once I win my second fight, I'm going to feel the same way. This is a, very happy.
Talk to me about, like, having new responsibilities now. Now you're the champ. You're the one that takes the division and keeps it up at that high level, right? I mean, you're one of the faces of the company now. What's it like to be working with NWA and now having even more responsibilities as champion moving forward here?
I think regardless if I was a champion or not, I feel like I had a responsibility to as a talent to bring the women's division to another level. I always consider myself a great competitor, especially in professional wrestling. And the fact that the NWA trusted me with such a big responsibility, it means a lot. I mean, in the locker room, when we have, like, new girls, like, we make sure that we introduce ourselves and we make them feel welcome. I think that's number one when you're the face of the company, because you don't want the face of the company to be somebody that has, like, like a chip on their shoulder, and they're always, like, kind of, like, ignoring whoever is in the locker room. You have to kind of, like, build people up in order for yourself to, like, become a better person, a better leader. So I'm, like I said, I'm really happy, and I'm really lucky that in the locker room, the people that I work with, we're all very direct and very honest with each other, and we have direct communication all the time. And if we have an issue, we're able to, like, iron it out, or, like, just talk about it like adults, which is very important in a locker room, you know. And and one thing that we're, like, promoting a lot is girl power. I don't know if you've seen it. I know Allison Kay is doing, they're raising money for this underwear run. And it all has to do with girl power. And a lot of the girls that work in the company are going to do this run to raise company for a nonprofit organization. So we're all trying to help each other out in other endeavors. And that's an important part, again, just making sure that we're all positive with each other.
I'm seeing that on your Facebook page too. That's your main picture. And can they go, where can they go to see more information on that? I see the Twitter and an Instagram for that.
For the girl power. Yeah, they can go. Yeah. They can go on Allison's Gay Twitter page. I think it's one of her pinned tweets on top. If not, I'll try to find it and retweet it for you guys.
Excellent. Okay. I'm sure the people are going to want to check that out. And that's great that you can get the locker room together as a team and kind of go ahead and do different communities for different things and kind of make change. Like, you guys are going to be all over the country. You travel all over the world. And it's great that you take that with you, that responsibility.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, even before I became a champion or the face of the company, I always like to help my community. Currently I live in San Antonio. So my family, we do a lot of community services with the Salvation Army, and they have so many other different organizations that, you know, we can help within the Salvation Army. That's women, elderly, the homeless, kids. They raise money for all kinds of stuff. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy doing. And now the NWA is really encouraging us as talent to start helping other nonprofits to build community, kind of like what we're trying to do for the NWA.
NWA Power, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern. Check that out on the NWA YouTube channel. And then what's coming up next? What's our big next show? What's up with you and that women's championship? Because I'm pretty sure they're going to want you to defend it at some time. And not saying you don't want to. I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
I mean, you guys will have to watch NWA Power to see what's going to be next. I can't really give you spoilers. He doesn't have the keys. My son doesn't have the keys, so
you locked him out. Is he late?
Yes,
he's supposed to be home early, and you lock him out.
Way to go!
When I used to stay by my grandma's in the summer when I was a little kid, she'd give me breakfast, and then I would go outside to play. And I didn't find out until a few weeks after this started happening that she would lock the door. I wasn't allowed in back until lunch.
Wow, that's rough.
She must have been watching her shows or something.
Probably.
All right, you brought it up before, being in the cage. You had was that your first professional MMA fight?
That was my first ever match, or first ever fight ever right. in my life.
So you were in Combate Americas, right? Right there in San
yes.
Antonio.
Yes.
You took on
yes.
Nadine Mandiao, right? What was the whole experience like? I mean, and what did you do leading up to that? I mean, you obviously had to be in some heavy training on top of everything else you're doing. And how is that affected by being in the ring too? I mean, good grief. You are like you're the new Wonder Woman.
I wish. I mean, it was definitely an eye-opening experience on terms of everything. I mean, being a fighter is no joke. I have so much respect for every single person that trains with me and, you know, and I know man, it was hard. Like my schedule was absolutely insane during my fight camp. And like having to learn new skills that I was not used to, it was one of the most difficult parts of becoming a professional fighter. I mean, being a professional wrestler is one thing and being a professional fighter is another thing, you know, completely different. So,
What's some of the big differences like in the training part of it? Like, I mean, obviously it's, you know, you're getting punched in the face as opposed to, you know, not
yeah,
necessarily
friends,
getting punched in the face, but
my friends will be like, you need to stop like pulling your punches, you know, cause you know, in wrestling, you'll be like, one, two, like, no, you like got a punch for real. And it's just like, ah, oh my God, you know? So it was like striking was challenging. Grappling started to become more innate on me, especially stand-up, Greco-Roman. But there's a lot of stuff that I'm still working on, and I'm working on getting better. And because there's so many like different skill sets that you need to have as an MMA fighter. It's not only like you need to be a Muay Thai or you need to be a kickboxer. It's like you need to know how to strike. You need to know how to kick. You know, you need to know how to defend, because I think fighters nowadays, they're getting better and better and better because they're more multifaceted on different things and they're training different styles, you know, so they can be more deadly. Because, like, again, when you're getting in the cage, it's like you against the other person and, you know, she's trying to take your lunch money and you better not let her take your lunch money. So having that mentality, that dog in you. So it's like, again, it's like with the wrestling and that, it's challenging because, like I was telling you guys, my schedule was super hectic during my fight camp. And like, it was like, I remember September, I had 11 matches in 1 week.
Oh, jeez.
And I came back to training and all my friends are like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I can't walk right now. I had 11 matches, you know, just imagine that. It was a lot. And then like the week before I went to Japan and that was in May, sorry. But it was crazy. It was absolutely nuts.
Who are you training with? And then what's your actual goal? I mean, are you trying to transition to that? Are you trying to keep doing both? I mean, where do you see yourself going with the MMA?
Well, I have, I trained a Brazilian top team in San Antonio. I signed with Combate Americas for 4 fights. I think, MMA is another platform for me as a performer, as an athlete to take it to another level. That could be, either continue to be a fighter, depending again on financially how well that's going to be for me and for my family. Because I know a lot of the fighters, once they reach a certain point, they want to move to the next level because that means their fights will be more lucrative. You know, I mean, we put so much time and effort, and I've seen so many, I follow so many fighters now, and I read their stories on Instagram or like their posts, and a lot of them are struggling just to like keep a job or having two jobs and everything, because some of them are not getting paid very much, you know, and it's grueling, man. It's the grind. And again, I have so much respect for a lot of my team members that they've been, you know, fighting for 10 years and they still looking for that opportunity that's going to take them to the next level. So, I mean, if that's something that once I win all my fights and I see that I have future, absolutely, I will do it for a couple more years. But if I see that, is there any other way that you can transition in the same company and do something with the company, with fighting, to like empower women, I would love to do that too.
You said you'd signed a 4-fight deal. Is there plans for a second fight already?
Yes, I was supposed to be fighting in March, but because of my wrestling schedule, I'd rather be safe than sorry and be prepared and feel, again, my next fight, I'm going to be ready to kill whoever is in front of me. Like, definitely. I already visualize it. I've been visualizing it, and I feel more comfortable. But as like I said, it's a grind, and with wrestling, and when you're like wrestle the way that I wrestle, it becomes very physical. So there's challenges, but again, nothing is impossible, but you have to take step by step.
What was the biggest takeaway like from that first match that like, I really want to focus on this and work on this to better myself for that next fight?
I have a list of things.
Oh, I figured there's a bunch, but that's why I said the biggest one. What's number one?
I just have to stay home and train 6 days a week. That's what it is, you know, and only go to like very selective bookings. Otherwise it's like, it's really hard. Like, you know, you can't focus. You can focus on two things. You gotta, Jay Shetty always says this. I listen to Jay Shetty all the time. It's like multitasking is not very productive, and trying to multitask, becoming an MMA and a pro wrestler, sometimes is not the best thing to do.
Well, you definitely seem like you want to, and looking like you will have a future in both. I mean, you're on top of the game in one, and you're just getting going, making big strides, starting early off there. So congratulations to getting that contract, 4 fights. And you know, I actually watched your fight before we came on with you. So now you're laughing.
No, it's just because I'm like, when I watch it, I cringe. I'm like, oh my God, I should have been like, my coach used to tell me this all the time, be Thunder Rosa, stop being Melissa, be Thunder Rosa, you know? But it was just like something so different. You want to say hi to my people? No, my son is here, just like looking at the microphone. Hold on.
Hola a todos. Hola, ¿cómo están?
Hola, mijo.
Ya ves, se aprendieron a hablar español.
Oh, my God, he's like...
No, mucho gusto. La mejor luchadora del mundo.
You can put subtitles after that. He always likes to put...
The best wrestler of the world.
I already told her that.
You don't have to convince us.
Yeah, so what were we talking about? I got all sidetracked.
Oh, you know what? That's fine. We were going to transition back into professional wrestling. And yes. I would love to talk about your time in Japan. You actually ended up being the Tokyo Joshi Pro International Princess Champion.
Yes, I'm a princess and I'm international. What's up, guys?
It's hot.
Cool. It was so much fun. Maki Ito defended the title, I think, twice. And she didn't have an opponent as tough as I was, honestly. It was a really fun match. And I think we told a really good story. The trainer was really happy with what she did and what we created in the ring. And if you haven't seen it, you guys have to go to ddt.com and subscribe for you guys to watch it. They have all the matches there, and they have this one especially. I mean, again, it was like I was able to be part of history, especially for that company. It's a brand new company, but it's growing so fast, and the fans really like the girls, and the girls are really passionate about wrestling. A lot of them, they want to make a difference in their country, because as you guys I don't know if you guys know, but a lot of women in Japan, they don't really exercise, or they don't really do like, no, I'm serious. they don't like, it's like something about sweat, and it's like, it's cultural. And a lot of the girls, they were not actual wrestlers. They were, they call them models. Yeah. They were model girls, or they're act girls, they call them. And they transition into professional wrestling. So one that comes into mind, and I did a little like blog with her. We were doing jujitsu. Is Mina? She's a very popular bikini model in Japan, and she loves exercising. And she says that all the time. Like, she wants to like encourage other women in Japan to like get involved in sports, to get involved in jujitsu, to get involved in like professional wrestling. That it's okay to be pretty, but it also is okay to be tough. So. I love Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling. I love Mr. Takagi-san and everybody in there. They treat me so well. When I got sick, like the management took me to the clinic immediately, and it was a lot of fun.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I know that, sorry, I'll have to edit that out. I know that you started over in Japan, right? So what's the big difference for 4+ years later going back over there?
Well, I went to Stardom at the beginning of my career, and the training was different. Io Shirai was actually my trainer when I first got there.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so a lot of the stuff that I was doing on the ropes, she was like, because she's a high flyer and stuff, she was teaching us a lot of that stuff. So when I came back, I was like jumping on the ropes and all this crazy stuff. And then there, that's when I got introduced to a Lucha Libre with Starfire, and they were European style with Nikki Cross. She was in the same tour that I was. And it was very, like I said, it was very eye-opening. When I came back to America, I was like, I want to learn Lucha. I want to learn all the styles and, you know, mesh them into my style, which is I consider as a hybrid style of wrestling. And now that I went to Tokyo Joshi, the environment and the culture is different. Like, the girls are more supportive towards each other. The wrestling is, I don't feel like there's so much competition between the girls, or like so much pressure to like perform a certain way. If you make a mistake, the coach comes, talks to you and be like, hey, it is okay. We all make mistakes. Next time we make sure that things go in a better way. And I mean, both companies, like the girls were, some of the girls were very open to me, and they love me when I come back. Because I come with a good attitude. I never come with like, you know, an ego or anything. And like the second time that I came back in Tokyo Joshi, the girls were really happy to see me because they love working with me. I can, because they're so little, I can carry them and do a bunch of cool stuff with them.
That's pretty funny. Let's bring it back to the States. You got something really big coming up. Respect Women's Wrestling. You're taking on Alligato. Tell us about that. It's in Denver. Where is it? It's at Herman's Hideaway.
It's in Denver, Colorado. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me what it's all about, and what's going on with the show.
What is a very popular show in Denver? It's been running for like quite a while now, and this is the first time that they invited me to go. And I'm really excited because this is for actually a championship. So I don't know, man. I might be able to bring another championship home.
You're gonna need a separate suitcase just for all these titles to carry around.
Dude, seriously.
This is insane.
I love it. It's great. If people don't understand we've had the pleasure to talk to you, and I watch you wrestle and I see you as Thunder Rosa, but then I always like kind of think of like when we're talking to you, and your personality is perfect for wrestling because you know how to just take your own personality, keep it, but turn it up a little bit to make yourself into this awesome character. I mean, Talk to me about developing the Thunder Rosa character and where you want to continue to go with that.
I don't know. I mean, she's always evolving. I think, we actually went, it's so funny because like we evolve and like, we were doing certain stuff and then we stopped and then I started doing other stuff. Like a year and a half ago, I started dancing with Selena because like I'm from, you know, I live in Texas, so everybody loves Selena. And I was like getting over and my husband's like, you're here now an MMA fighter. You can't be dancing like Selena. They're not going to take you serious. And then, I went to NWA and then the first thing they told me, the dance needs to stop, you know? I was like, all right, cool. So I went back to bitchy Thunder Rosa. Like, that was, like, how I was at the beginning of my career. Like, just always acting like, you know, a badass. And, like, well, not acting. Like, now I'm like, you don't look at me because I'll beat your ass kind of thing. And it really grew on people. Like, a lot of the times we were cheating when we were doing stuff. And people were still, like, cheering for me. Even though I was like vicious, I was mean, I was like looking at kids like I'm gonna take their lunch, they were still like loving the character. And now, I don't know if you guys were able to catch the, you know, the pay-per-view and the last show. People are just like, that's what I was telling my husband earlier. I was like, it's just like, every time I get in through the curtains, I take a second because I have to like absorb like all the positive energy that I get from the fans when they're chanting my name, you know? And I was just like, look at the camera, look at the fans. I don't have to say anything anymore. And I'm just like, wow. Like, I don't have to be like, yeah, let's go. Like, it's just like, I look at them, I look at the camera and then they're just like, ah, you know? It's like, it's magical. And I remember Rush from CMLL. I went to one of his seminars in LA. He told me that. He's like, when you have a presence, you don't need to do anything. The only thing you need to do is to step in outside the curtains and people will recognize who you are and they will recognize your charisma and your persona. You don't need to do anything. So stop.
And that's a positive to understanding your character and knowing what you're doing and who you are. That makes a big difference. And I'm sure this whole attitude thing that you're kind of going back to too is good for your MMA as well, because you want to have that aggressive attitude as well going into an actual, you know, fight in a cage.
Yes, and I've seen, like, you know, people that are on top, and I've seen how they come out and, like, how they enjoy themselves when they're coming out. You know, I was definitely very nervous and, like, in my head on my first one, but I need to enjoy myself, and I need to, like, be like, all right, you know. Again, is, like, from, like, the biggest failures as when you get some of the greatest successes. You know, and sometimes you gotta fail in order to succeed. And again, in MMA, is like every day you learn something, and every day you gotta like give up your 100% to get 1% better.
Have you jumped off the cage yet in MMA? Done any of your moves off the top of the cage?
No? You know, I tried. I think I did a head scissors to one of my coaches. Just to catch me on, just went like, it was like, whoa, you're so light. I'm like, yeah, because I train this like all the time. So yeah, and like sometimes I like do like videos with my friends. We do like elbow drops to each other after practice, because I have a big one of my friends, Zach, he's like a big wrestling fan, and when he used to come to my local shows, he'd be like, hey, can you do this move for me, can you do the people's elbow for me? I was like, yeah, I got you, man. So like the match will be almost over and I had to put that. I look at him and they go like, you got this? He's like, yeah, and I'll do the people's elbow. So yeah,
that's awesome. Great.
Yes.
I do that at the stop sign when other people won't go and they got there first and they're waiting. I'm just like, they usually go. Anyway. Hey, do you think maybe people in Denver could see a little dance or no?
No.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask for them. give me.
Just business.
I don't want to hold you too long. I said I would only keep you a certain amount of time. You're a very busy champ, and I want to stick to that because I like having you on all the time. Is there anything I didn't bring up that people should know about that you got going on?
So we talk about NWA. We talk about Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling. We talk about my booking in Denver. Yeah, I'm open for bookings February, March, and April. And you can totally contact me so I can contact my agent and see if I'm available. You know, again, I'm signed with NWA full-time. And yeah, so if you guys want to see Thunder Rosa, the women's champ, bring it to your state. I'm open
all
for
over
booking.
The globe.
Yes. Global oh, and then champion. I forgot to say also that well, this is more like putting my stuff over on social media. To like subscribe to my YouTube. I think I have a lot of we're like dropping a lot of good content, and you guys get to know me in a different way. It's like a lot of the stuff are very cultural from Japan, or like things that I do here in the United States. And
you were showing off how to do your face paint. I saw on there.
Yes. And I think next time I'm going to do one with Brian is going to show me how to do his face paint. He's going to do it on me. Somebody asked me to do that. So we're working on that. I have like 4 or 5 videos dropping in the next couple of days. So I think you guys should check it out and subscribe.
Tell everybody everything social media where they can find Thunder Rosa nonstop.
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at ThunderRosa22, on Facebook at ThunderRosa2. My Big Cartel, which is where you can get my merchandise, is thunderrosa.bigcartel.com. In YouTube, please subscribe to my page and comment. I respond to your comments all the time. It's Thunder Rosa. Like and subscribe. Watch my videos. They're perfect. They're great. They're fun.
We always enjoy you. Well, hopefully we'll have you back on again sometime. Long live the champ. What are we thinking? 600-700 day title reign here, I'm guessing, at least.
Man, I hope so. I really hope so.
I would love to see you have that going into your next MMA fight, around your waist, come in the NWA Women's Champion.
Oh, my God. No, shut up.
Kicking some ass. Then maybe a little face paint to come out to the next MMA fight, right?
They don't let you. I ask and they don't let you.
Not even if they wipe it off?
No, because I think it's like by state. Like here in the state of Texas, they're really strict in certain stuff. Like I remember I ate candy and the guy was like, you can't eat candy. And I was just like, why? Because it's against the state rules. And I was just like, okay, here's the candy. Sorry. Yeah, so I mean, I do it with when I do my weigh-ins. That happens.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, weigh-ins, and I don't know if you guys got to see the like really cool pictures that Combate Americas has from before my fight.
No, I didn't get to see any of that. I have only seen the fight.
Go to Big Cartel. They're there. They're for sale. Right.
I'll check it out for sure. I will, definitely. Thanks again for coming on. We appreciate it. Hope everything's good with the family, and best wishes as you keep going in the career, and we'll definitely be looking out for you. Any last thing for all your fans all around the world?
No, just that, again, thanks for subscribing, for liking, for purchasing my stuff. Like, it's definitely, like, again, it's helping me live my dream and allowing my family to, like, live our dreams, you know. I'm just, again, very humble for all the support that I received after my first fight, and then after winning the championship. It's just been, like, my social media has been flooded with positiveness, and I want to keep it that way.
Positivity.
You guys make a good team.
Yeah, we do.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hey, everybody. Thanks once again for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the interview that I did just about a year ago there with Thunder Rosa. My name is PC Tunney. You can follow me at PC Tunney right there on the Twitter. Make sure you head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Get yourself a Chair Shot t-shirt. And for everything you need, sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment, TheChairShot.com. Have a great weekend. Tune in tomorrow. Platt and Belaz. NFL playoffs preview.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.